finish this tape, we may point out the order in which Christ will use that power in its subduing force in the world to come. So we read in verse 24 that he will annul all rule, secondly, all authority, and thirdly, all power. Now it may be indicated in these words that all rule would have to do with the kings that are upon the earth, whereas authority, a word used to cover heavenly beings in the first chapter of Colossians, may look still further on till Satan himself is cast into the lake of fire. Thirdly, power, referring to death itself, when, as this chapter assures us, the last enemy that is annulled is death. It would seem then, at the beginning of that power in administration, all rule on the earth is brought into subjection to Christ himself. Then at the end of that kingdom, every adverse heavenly being will be at last finally subdued and cast into the lake of fire. And then thirdly, as we know from the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, in that last enemy being destroyed, death itself, at that moment all the wicked dead that had been still in their graves will come out, as the Lord in John 5 said they would do. And there, at the great white throne, the last power that is to be dealt with being death itself, the dead, small and great, will stand before God. No doubt the saints of God long before that moment, 1,000 years at least before that moment, have been living, reigning with Christ 1,000 years. But as we have in this section, as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive, we must remember that this is not moral death, necessitating for the saints the quickening power of God, quickened into the power of endless life. It is the physical death of the saints, the death of the body that is involved, and doesn't, so far as we see in the whole of this chapter, involve life in the soul. It is resurrection of dead bodies, not the quickening of morally dead sinners. As in Adam all day, the whole of his posterity, saint and sinner, so in Christ shall all be made alive, saint and sinner. Hence the God that is immediately brought in when that is stated, but each in his own rank. Christ first, those that are Christ's at his coming. Then the end, when he gives up the kingdom to him who is God and Father, when he shall have annulled all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet, the last enemy that is destroyed is death. It is not so much the recovery of the saints here, though that is involved, but the complete victory over death itself, whether it be saint or sinner, that at the end of God's time ways, and at the end of the kingdom, we read that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. So we see then the power, as we have been speaking of it, in the hands of Christ, utilized, made effective, every opposing force cleared out of the universe, God glorified in regard to every outstanding question, and then the kingdom, having accomplished its end, he hands all back to God himself, who will dispense with it, in view of that eternal state, where God shall be all in all, and the subject son we are assured still in control of all, for the eternal pleasure of the Godhead. Just as the first order began under the headship of Adam, all subject to man, failing as we know, not only does Christ recover it, hand it all back perfectly to God, but the new order, the new heavens, new earth, will again be under a man The man Christ Jesus, the Son, who, without any failure, will order those things throughout that eternal day, for God's praise and glory.